Midjourney has just announced one of the biggest, most requested features that people have been asking for, myself included, literally since I first started using these AI image generators, and that is the ability to create or recreate the same character consistently, making new images.
We gonna bring it to you just like that. Welcome everyone to the future. It's AI Chat, bringing you the interviews and giving you info to be in the know for tech company CEOs of. Rock with us, bet you gonna come back. I'm just saying the facts. This is AI Chat. Let's go.
So what this means is essentially that, you know, if you're creating a book or if you're creating graphics for your website, if you can generate, you know, one character, you can replicate it. This is amazing, and this has been something that these AI models have traditionally struggled a lot to do. And the reason for this is because that most of these AI generated, you know, these AI image generators, they rely on diffusion models. So a diffusion model, essentially, it's, you know, it's similar to, or it's pretty much based on Stability AI's Stable Diffusion, which is an open source image generation algorithm. But essentially what it's doing is it's like, it's throwing like a million pixels on a screen and they're slowly clarifying and it's adding more detail till all of a sudden it generates the picture. But it's very hard for it to replicate the same picture. It can create new pictures, but it has been very difficult for this. So the problem with, I think, all generative AI apps right now is really their inconsistency in the responses, right? So for, you know, the AI, every image that it's generating, you're giving it a prompt and it can generate something every time, but it's not consistent with what the previous prompt was. So this is something that's been a big challenge. I know my wife, she's created a bunch of children's books, and it was really hard for her to try to, you know, get like similar characters and make this consistent when you're telling a story. So you kind of have to be creative in how you do it. You have to name specific styles of art. And sometimes you can say you can get a consistent character if you have a very specific style of art. So there's a bunch of different tricks, but this is not easy. So Midjourney is now introducing this. You use a new tag. So it's CREF, that's short for character reference. So if you add that to your prompt, then you can add that and essentially get the same character repeated over and over again, which is, in my opinion, absolutely amazing. So with all of this new tag, essentially what it tries to do is to match the character's facial features, body type, and even clothing from a URL that you paste in to that tag, right? So for example, if you have some sort of character that you already have paid, let's say a real artist to generate or to create or write, or you have it embedded in your video game, or maybe it's some sort of character that's in the graphics on your website, if you're referencing that, it's going to try to recreate it, which is absolutely amazing. And I know for myself, creating graphics for websites can be very difficult to try to get like the same characters, even when you're doing like vector images and stuff. And typically what people will try to do if they're not getting someone to make it from scratch is to like go find some sort of like graphics pack, right? So if it's like on your website, but like a lot of times when you're making these graphics packs or you buy them, like you're like, okay, so now for this page on my website, I need like in the header there to be like a person on a computer, but there's just like not that in the graphics pack. So you got to find like a new one. Anyways, it can be frustrating, or you get someone to generate it from scratch. But this essentially solves that problem in so many different areas. I'm super excited about it. But essentially what you can do is you can control the quote unquote weight of how closely the new image is reproducing the original character. So essentially you can add a tag that says CW and then you follow it by a number 1 through 100. So how closely do you want this character to look exactly like the original? So, I mean, this is really impressive to me. I think if it's a little bit looser, then it gives it a little bit more creative freedom. But if it's, you know, pretty strict, it gets very, very similar, which is really, really cool. So this new feature essentially is allowing you to combine a bunch of different characters into one using two CREF tags side by side with both of their different URLs, which is also very cool. And so I think they made this big announcement recently. They said, I think they posted this on Discord where they post everything, but they said, hey everyone, here we're testing a new character reference feature today. This is similar to the style reference feature, except instead of matching a reference's style, it'll try to make the character match a character reference image. This was their CEO, David Holtz. I'm talking to everyone about this, and people have been super, super excited. So the other thing that they did a while back, right, was the style reference, and this is also a really cool feature too, right? So if you have an image generated in a specific style, it's able to copy that, and you don't necessarily have to know like how to prompt engineer and be like a watercolor image with, you know, this style. And, you know, if you don't know everything about art, you can just post one of the images you generated and it can kind of copy that style. So I think that's also a really cool feature that a lot of people are sleeping on, but this new character reference is obviously absolutely amazing. So apparently this new feature, it works best when you're using characters made from Midjourney images. And of course, it's not actually designed for real people or photos, right? So it's not just like upload a picture of yourself and do it. Now, while it wasn't designed for that, I think it probably is still capable. I just think they don't probably want you to do that because this is, you know, it gets into the whole people being concerned about getting deepfakes and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, it kind of reminds me of exactly what you're doing with a bunch of tools that came out, or a lot of these AI photo AI tools that have come out where you're uploading your, you know, 10 pictures of yourself and then it generates, you know, you in a bunch of different, like, you know, you as a pirate or you as a ballerina or you as, you know, all these different things, right? So I think it's kind of a lot of the same technology, but now they're really bringing it to Midjourney in a very, very cool way. So the precision of this right now is definitely limited. It's not going to copy like the exact, you know, like dimples or freckles or t-shirt logos. Like, it's not perfect. I think it's definitely going to get better. Midjourney is making like really impressive steps. What I can say is that users can use more than one URL to blend the information or character for multiple images. They use essentially just a syntax CREF, and then they put URL1, URL2, they just paste the URLs in there and you add that into the prompt and then boom. Now, what I think is really cool here is this again is very similar to the technology we've seen in the past, right? Because in the past, you'd upload 10 pictures of yourself and then it was able to generate it. So you could essentially do the same thing where if you wanted to get yourself generated, let's say you're Kate Middleton and you wanted to generate an AI photo of you and your family, which, you know, everyone's up in arms about recently, then you essentially would do that, right? You just get your same picture and you upload it somewhere and get the URL to that image and put the 10 images in, and then it would more accurately be able to do that character. But at the same time, you could do the different characters. Now, where I think this might be extra interesting is, let's say you generate like 4 images on Midjourney of like one character, you could download all those images and then you could merge them all together to make one character. Anyways, I think you could do some pretty cool things. So this right now is in the web alpha version, and you're able to do dragging or pasting an image into the image bar. It now has a bunch of different icons indicating whether it's an image prompt, a style reference, or a character reference. So they actually have, you know, icons for that. You just click shift plus, you select an option to use as, you know, an image for a bunch of different categories. In any case, right now, Midjourney V6, this is in alpha. This is not, you know, like fully, this is still very new. These updates are very new. Features in V6 of Midjourney, they do change suddenly. But this is the, you know, the official beta is coming very soon, which is super exciting. These new features are absolutely amazing. I think this makes big leaps and bounds for Midjourney, and honestly, it's definitely hands down the best AI image generating application I have used. I've tested out a lot. I currently have, my wife has generated a giant picture on our wall that she generated using Midjourney. We got it printed at an online printer. It looks absolutely amazing in our living room, and yeah, super, super happy, and that was generated with Midjourney, so really happy with the quality of the art coming out of Midjourney. And excited to see what new features they add in the future.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Thank you for listening to the AI Chat Podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, I'd appreciate it if you rate me wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you're looking for an innovative group of AI enthusiasts, make sure you check out our Discord channel and also our Facebook community. It's obviously a lot more interactive than a podcast where we can actually share software tools, prompts that we're using in everyday AI. I'll leave a link for those in the description below.